Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, March 17. In Squiz Kids today, plenty of food despite panic buying. Journey to the bottom of the ocean. Short season for the AFL. And Olaf in your living room. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
If you've turned on the news in the last week or so, you've probably seen or heard stories about people buying up big at the shops. Australians are stocking up on groceries like toilet paper and rice because they're worried about the effect the coronavirus is going to have on our daily lives. But it doesn't mean we're about to run out of food. Not by a long shot. Yesterday, the organisation that represents farmers in Australia said that we make plenty more food here than we are able to eat. So much so that we're able to sell two-thirds of the food we produce to other countries who aren't as lucky as we are to have the space to grow stuff and a strong agricultural industry to produce it. If people keep calm, according to the head of the Farmers Federation, and only take what they need, there will be plenty on the supermarket shelves for everyone. Word. The reminder came at the end of another wild day of coronavirus developments. The Australian share market, which trades shares in companies and is an indicator of the health of our economy, took a hit not seen in over 30 years, while the government got ready to announce more money to prop up our ailing economy, and Anzac Day celebrations were cancelled in most states. One of Australia's leading doctors has issued a warning, telling us to be careful what we read and believe on social media. It follows a post by model Miranda Kerr to her 12 million Instagram followers with advice about the coronavirus from a man who is not a doctor and doesn't have any medical qualifications. According to the head of an organisation here in Australia that represents actual doctors, every time we read or see or hear something, we should all ask ourselves whether the information we are being given is reliable and trustworthy, especially when it comes to something as important as our health.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Guam, an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where three lucky explorers will set off in June to go where only a handful of other humans have ever been before. We're talking about the Marianas Trench, a huge trench cut into the sea floor whose base is widely considered to be the deepest point in the world's oceans, and the closest point a human can get to the centre of the Earth. The trench is almost 11 kilometres deep, which is frankly staggering. It takes 4 hours to descend to the bottom of the trench in a special submarine built to withstand the enormous pressure of 11 kilometres worth of water bearing down on it. The catch for this amazing experience? That would be the $160,000 price tag. But then again, only 7 people have ever been to the bottom of the Marianas Trench in the history of ever. How good would it be to be the 8th, 9th, and 10th?
Sport time!
The AFL yesterday announced it would reduce this year's competition to only 17 rounds, as the impact of the coronavirus spread to Australia's most popular sport. Every team will play each other once in the revised fixture, with the boss of the sport vowing that in the event a player tests positive to COVID-19, the league will press pause on all games immediately and shut down for 14 days to allow for proper quarantining of all players. And as per the announcement last week, all games will be played without crowds in attendance, which means you've got plenty of opportunity to work on your supporter chants and wave your flags in front of the telly in the comfort of your own living room.
Pop Culture Corner.
There's a saying that every cloud has a silver lining. Well, in the case of coronavirus, you could adapt the saying to say, every cloud has a frozen lining. following the announcement yesterday that the streaming service Disney Plus has fast-tracked Frozen 2 onto its platform to help parents looking to entertain housebound kids. And it will be available to watch from today in Australia, 3 months earlier than originally scheduled. So, what are you waiting for? Get thee to a telly and start streaming some Olaf already.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. How many kilometres deep is the Marianas Trench? That's right, it's 11 kilometres. Question number two. How many rounds of AFL will be played this season? You got it, it's 17. Question number three. Name the magical snowman from the movie Frozen 2 who's about to hit our tellies. Yeah, it's Olaf. Yeah!
Shout outs.
Today's birthday shout-outs go to Lachlan from Serena, Ava from Queen's Park, Paddy from St Andrews Beach, Christopher from Croydon Park, Maya from Cameray, and Micaiah from Wingham. And belated birthday shout-outs to Raphael from Perth and Harper from Kawaramup. Happy birthday to you all. Classroom shout-outs today to Class 4D at St Ives Public School, 5-6 Indigo at Vardy's Road Public School, Mrs. Beamer's class from Heaney Park Primary School, and Mrs. Bowman's class at St. Joseph's Primary School in Molong. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.